The scientific statement of being, preparing humanity for love. Why is divine love so hidden from our experience? It is because we have not gained mastery over our beliefs. The scientific statement of being is Christ's operation manual for reform. In biblical symbolism, Michael and his angels fight the holy wars by uncovering and superseding error with radical statements of truth. Steadfast moral courage is required until the mental arguments subside and consciousness rests in silence. Then, in the absence of objections, humanity can waken to divine love's embrace. Question: what is the scientific statement of being? Answer: there is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Why does the answer begin with a negation? No life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter? As children, we are taught what not to do among our first lessons. Similarly, Mosaic law begins with having no other gods before me. Divine energy contradicts and startles the beliefs of mortals, continuing until there is nothing left but mind and its infinite manifestation. God requires perfection, but not until the battle between spirit and flesh is fought and the victory won. Of the 7 synonyms for God, Mary Baker Eddy carefully chose the synonyms truth, mind, and spirit to do the work of separating fact from fiction in the human experience. Love, the highest and final term for God, is not present here, because the Gabriel of his presence has no contests. To infinite ever-present love, all is love, and there is no error, no sin, sickness, nor death. Christ, the separator of fact from fiction, cries, "Repent, or else I will come unto you quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth." This sword is truth, and truth has no material component because its form is spirit. When sufficiently advanced in science to be in harmony with the truth of being, men become seers and prophets involuntarily, controlled not by demons, spirits, or demigods, but by the one spirit. The visions of seers and prophets are generated by mind alone. Be willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Give up your material belief of mind and matter, and have but one mind, even God, for this mind forms its own likeness. These terms for God, truth, spirit, and mind, are sufficient to deliver us from the beliefs of sin, disease, and death, and to set us on a firm scientific foundation. Interestingly, the definition of Father in Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures, does not contain the synonym love. The appellative Father represents eternal life, the one mind, the divine principle, commonly called God. Until the scientific statement of being has fulfilled its mission, we are not ready for real mother love. Mrs. Eddy defines mother as God, divine and eternal principle, life, truth, and love. Mother defines God, not the human minds commonly called God in the definition of Father. Following the same pattern used by Michael and his angels and the Christ's sword of my mouth, the scientific statement of being can be separated into two parts. Christ's truth must first bring error from undercover. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. Matter is mortal error. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Therefore, man is not material. Then, mind, spirit, truth scientifically presents the facts of being. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Spirit is the real and eternal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is spiritual.